This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The U.S. Supreme Court today upheld President Trump's travel ban. The ruling gives the president the authority to restrict travel from seven countries, including Iran. Pamela Raghabi lives here in Seattle. She owns a business with her husband, Afshin, who's from Iran. He's lived in the U.S. for more than 20 years without legal status. But for the last 3 months, the travel ban has kept the couple apart. Pamela told me why Afshin came to the U.S. in the first place.
It's a long journey. I think 22 years ago, he realized that it was no longer safe for him to be in Tehran. He'd been working for the South Korean embassy as a chauffeur, and the Iranian police brought him in and beat him up and told him that in the future he would have to give them all the information that he overheard in the car, anything that the minister was doing. Afshin went to his boss and told him about this, and they arranged a visa to get Afshin out of the country. They knew what would be next. He'd be killed or thrown in jail.
And ultimately, he ended up in the United States.
Yes.
When you were married, did he have legal status here?
No. Afshin entered the country without the proper visa, without the papers that you need. As a business owner, we can't hire people. We can't have an expansion of our business. As citizens, I can pay our taxes, but Afshin can't vote. He can't do many of the things that an American citizen will be able to do.
Pamela, in order to pursue permanent legal status here in the United States, Afshin traveled this year, I understand, to the United Arab Emirates. That was in March, to complete the steps for a visa. What's happened since?
After his interview, which was much longer than we had anticipated, he was told that he had been temporarily rejected. He was told that that meant that there would be an automatic review in 3 months. They had 3 months to look at his paperwork. So the 90 days had passed, and we were still getting the same response, that there was this temporary rejection every time he would call.
And no specific reason was offered for this rejection?
No, none. We assumed that it was the travel ban, but since he's from Iran, nothing that we were going to show them would change that. He's from a country that is on the top of the list.
So you have been waiting, as you say, in immigration limbo, waiting for some kind of answer. Are you able to stay in touch with him?
Yes, we can talk on the phone. Recently, I flew to Antalya, Turkey, which is where he's been residing, and it was wonderful to be with him, but it was also very difficult to leave, to know that the chances of my being able to go again are probably very small. The business is limping along, but there is a limit to what one can do.
Pamela, you mentioned your business. It's difficult to be apart. Tell me, your life here in Washington, how are you making it work?
I'm finding it difficult, I'll admit. Luckily, I have a wonderful group of friends through Heller Lake Methodist Church who are helping us out. I sing with two choirs. I swim every day. I'm pretty good at watching the World Cup, which is fun right now. Luckily, my husband is good at bolstering me when I'm low. And surprisingly, this morning when I talked to him, he said, yeah, well, we knew this might happen. So now what do we do? What's the next step?
When you heard about the Supreme Court ruling today that upholds the travel ban, what did you think?
The present administration is not indicative of most American people. We're setting up a us versus them in this country, which is very scary. And we've seen that in the past. We've seen that when one particular party or one particular group of people wants to push their agenda, they make somebody else the boogeyman. And this is wrong. It's just wrong.
Pamela, what will you do if Ashwin is not able to come back to the U.S.?
We'll go find a place together.
You could leave the U.S.?
Yeah. It won't be easy, but my kids are very portable. The only person who won't come visit is my sister because she's afraid of airplanes.
It sounds like you do what you'd have to do to be together. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. I can't imagine life without my husband.
Pamela Ragabi lives here in Seattle. Her husband, Ashwin, has been unable to return to the U.S. since March. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.